Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Get it. The Bert Show.
What's trending now?
Go!
Kristen knows. It's the Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
Liam Payne's cause of death has been revealed after he fell from his hotel balcony in Argentina. If you haven't heard, One Direction star Liam Payne fractured his skull and died instantly of very serious injuries, according to medical officials. First responders had rushed to the Casa Sur Palermo Hotel in Buenos Aires after receiving an emergency call from a frantic hotel manager. The hotel manager called because, according to the emergency phone call, Liam was acting erratic. He was trashing his room, that he said, when he was conscious. And the manager said he thought Liam was on something, whether it be alcohol or drugs of some sort. And then it was shortly after that emergency call that they heard a noise. And in the courtyard, mm-hmm. there laid Liam's body. And when paramedics arrived, they were like, there was nothing we could do to resuscitate him. So it happened instantly.
Yeah, I'm not sure what we can add here that we haven't in the last entertainment buzzes, except to say the same thing, and that there's like a whole generation that are really bummed out about this, man. I mean, this was the hottest band for Gen Zers.
It is.
Period.
It's one of the greatest boy bands of all time when you look at like records sold and their concerts and their fandom. Liam is survived by his 7-year-old son, whom he shared with singer Cheryl Cole. And of course, now everybody's going to be dissecting everything that led up to this incident. And it was an hour before Liam fell from the balcony that he posted on Snapchat. And I want to remind people, just because somebody posts something doesn't mean that's what's happening right now. He had posted video from a couple of days ago when his girlfriend was in Argentina. He had flown to Argentina to have a conversation with Niall, his former bandmate, and also to go to Niall's show. They said Liam was dancing erratically at the show and a security guard had to come up and stop him or something like that. So they were a little bit like, I don't know if I want to use the word concerned, but and then he posted this Snapchat.
Morning, everybody. Here's a little video of me. It's rude to put hats on the table.
Sorry.
Is this your hat?
Yeah.
Children. A lovely day here in Argentina. Just enjoying coffee and breakfast, even though it's like 1 p.m.
Literally, we sleep in every day until at least 12. We're such losers.
No.
No.
Now, he has been very vulnerable and honest in that he has battled addiction for a very long time, right? While he was in the band as well?
I'm still like pulling everything I have.
So this is a question that I'm going to have, in over the next couple of days. As we dissect celebrity now over and over and over again, I wonder if he was healthy before and then the celebrity and then maybe the lack of celebrity or not being part of this quote unquote team or band had something to do with it also. But I think there's probably a conversation there as well once we know all the things.
I was thinking about you said that he was there to visit his former bandmate, Niall, right? Mm-hmm. So I guess if Niall had a show that he's either on tour or he has some shows, and I wonder how he's going to handle schedule like his recent show dates that he has coming up, if he'll cancel them or try to push through it.
I have no idea. Now, there are artists that have made comments. None of the former members of One Direction have said anything yet, understandably so, because this news is so fresh. It just happened last night. Charlie Puth posted on Instagram that he was in shock, that he said that Liam Payne was one of the first major artists that he got to work with, and he could not believe he was gone. The Backstreet Boys, another fellow boy band, wrote, "Words cannot express the emotions we are collectively feeling right now. Our hearts go out to Liam's family, friends, and directioners around the world." And then DJ Zed, who had worked with Liam Payne in 2017, he wrote, "Life is short and fragile. RIP, Liam. I can't believe this is real." Ty Dolla $ign added a photo of Liam to his Instagram stories and wrote, "Just talked to you 2 days ago, my guy. I'm going to miss you for real, for real." Juicy J wrote on X, formerly known as Twitter, "RIP Liam Payne. I can't believe it. Prayers up for the family." And I felt like this would be the only proper way to end our entertainment buzz for our show today. And this is Liam Payne performing Little Things during One World Together at Home.
Okay, guys, this is my last song. For any One Direction fans that are out there, if you're listening, this is Little Things.
Your hand fits in mine like it's made just for me. But bear this in mind, it was meant to be. And I'm joining up the dots with the freckles on your cheeks, and it all makes sense to me.
Get it? The Bird Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.